Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877 D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Some breaking news. A local high school in my area, Southwest Career Technical Academy, is on lockdown after report of a student with a gun. This is ridiculous. These kids coming in, threatening, shooting, not sure the extent of this. We're going to keep you posted. This is in light of what we just had happen today. And I'm going to pull it up. I apologize. We're having some computer issues right now. But in terms of a shooting that happened at a Texas school, and apologize, we're getting some breaking news here. Once I get information on the Las Vegas school, I'll let you know. But we do know that a Texas high school shooter is still on the loose, an 18-year-old, after going on a rampage, shooting four others after getting into a fight. He injured four. I think three have been taken to the hospital. One has declined being treated for their injuries. And currently, he is on the loose. He fled in a Dodge Charger, and cops are looking for him. We'll keep you guys posted. A lot of parents have been very concerned about bringing their kids back to school, not only because of COVID or the mandates or critical race theory or the fact that some teachers didn't want to come back, but also in light of this school shootings. And I don't like living in fear. I come from a family who's Israeli, so they had to go to work, go to school, despite bomb threats and all that. But I do have a problem when we don't have enough security. And so our approach to these school shootings and how we're managing security in our schools makes me concerned. You know, in Vegas, their security's up. They have, they have military all over. They have their processes for things like that. Sadly, I'm not saying they don't look forward to it, but they are prepared that at any time, and they don't seem to have these issues. They just don't seem to have these issues of school shootings, of people bringing a gun to school. They don't have these issues like we do, and maybe it's because they always think that there could be a threat. So Las Vegas police right now are investigating a report of a student possibly with a gun. Officials with the Las Vegas Metro say they were called about a student who had a gun at Southeast Career Technical Academy located on Mountain Vista Street near Russell Road. Right now they are searching the campus to see what the heck is going on. Very, very scary stuff. We'll keep you guys posted if we hear anything else. I don't know. It's a crazy time. I wish it wasn't like this. I wish I had an answer. I don't know why students would feel the need to do this. I think we have mental illness. I think we have drugs. I think we have people that just don't think they have a future and don't care that they are possibly sacrificing their future. And I think we just have a lack of community management on how these things should be done. Our school districts, their focus has been on everything but what is really safe. You know, it's all about the masks. We need to protect the kids with the masks. And, studies are showing that a lot of the masks that they are suggesting or giving out aren't the ones that work. Okay, give the kids N95 respirators then. I mean, if it's really about the kids' safety, it's really about the masks, then give the kids the right masks. If it's really about immunity and wanting to make sure people are immune to the virus before they go to work, then let them do a blood test and show they have antibodies, natural or not. But that's just not what the schools are concentrating on. All right, another thing people are concentrating on is plant-based diets. The big thing is going from meat to a plant-based diet. Well, when you go from meat to a plant-based diet, what that means is you eat more plants. It means lay off the meat, eat more fresh fruits and vegetables. But that's not really what society is doing. What society is doing is trying to make vegetables into meat. And Burger King had a pretty successful burger, the Impossible Whopper. It tastes good. I don't buy it because, again, I don't know what all the preservatives are and flavorings and that kind of stuff. But now they're trying to do meatless nuggets, and they're actually going to be testing them in several markets. Starting Monday, customers in Des Moines, Iowa, Boston, and Miami will get to try the plant-based, quote, Impossible Nuggets. The restaurant brand's international chain first worked with Impossible Foods 2 years ago, and the fast food chain had a pretty successful meatless burger launch. They say after initial lift to sales from the buzzy item, the chain then cut its price to bring it closer down to a beef Whopper. Burger King's rival, McDonald's, has a partnership with Impossible's primary challenger, Beyond Meat, although they haven't yet launched a plant-based item altogether in the U.S. yet. So they say, according to CNBC, for Burger King, the Impossible Nuggets offer a similar opportunity to the Impossible Whopper to drive traffic to its restaurants. Meat alternatives are becoming more common on fast food menus now. Chicken substitutes are a rare find since both Impossible and Beyond only launched their, I guess, iterations recently. They began rolling out meatless nuggets in restaurants, grocery stores in September, and Beyond's tenders hit restaurants in July. So traditional chicken meat is becoming more expensive. It's becoming harder to find. Not to mention you need to cook it right. According to Bank of America Securities, chicken commodity prices have doubled this year. Yum! Brands that owns KFC, they stopped advertising their chicken tenders due to a supply shortage last month. Burger King also announced Wednesday it's going to roll out the Ghost Pepper chicken nuggets. They are going to be made with white meat chicken. I don't know. You know, it's interesting. You know, people are using fast food now. Not so much for fast food, because honestly, it's when you're in line, it now takes 45 minutes because there's not a lot of staff at these fast food joints. But they're doing it because they don't want to have to get out of their car. They don't have to be around other people. And so I think fast food sees that in order to keep the market, once people want to start eating quote-unquote healthy or plant-based, they need to have plant-based products. My problem is when something says it's made with plants, okay, well, you already have lettuce and tomato on the burger. So, I mean, what's all the other stuff within the burger or within the chicken nuggets? 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So long COVID is something that a lot of people are struggling with. Before the vaccine came out, a lot of people got sick with COVID. People still got sick with COVID despite the vaccine, but these long COVID symptoms have plagued some people now for over a year. People want to know why. Well, yesterday we spoke about a study that was published in Cardiovascular Diabetology where researchers think that the reason why we have lingering COVID symptoms is because there's these little microclots or pellets that will hold inflammatory cells. So rather than the virus sitting in the brain and still causing problems months later, the virus might die off, but the inflammation might last for a long period of time. And people have been kind of wondering, well, how? What is that? So study authors say, we show that plasma samples from long COVID PASC, or the sequelae of COVID, still contain large anomalous amyloid deposits and microclots They said, we also show that these microclots in both acute COVID and long COVID PASC, or post-acute sequelae of SARS-CoV-2 samples, are resistant to fibrinolysis compared to plasma from controls and type 2 diabetes, even after trypsinization. They go into a lot of little chemistry here. They say after a second trypsinization, the persistent pellet deposits or microclots were able to be solubilized or dissolved. We detected various inflammatory molecules that are substantially increased in both the supernatant and trapped inside the pellet deposits of acute COVID and long COVID past patients versus the equivalent volume of fully digested fluid of control samples. So of particular interest was a substantial increase of something called the alpha antiplasmin various fibrinogen chains, serum amyloid that were trapped in these little pellet deposits. So these little pellet deposits could be what's making people have long COVID symptoms. So what are some of the long COVID symptoms? Well, it could be fatigue. It could be brain fog. It could be cough. It could be memory loss. It could be depression. It could be hair loss, anxiety, other mood disorders, lack of sex drive, poor concentration, joint pain, chest pain, shortness of breath, body aches, loss of taste, a strange taste in the mouth, testicular pain, loss of smell, anorexia, digestive issues, diarrhea, heart abnormalities, lung injury, renal insufficiency, blood clots, hiccups, ringing in the ears, double vision, hallucinations. They've even seen dental decay and tooth issues cause problems as well. Then they've even found these little eye nodules in the eye. And they've also found that COVID could affect the salivary glands, leading to dry mouth, worsening oral health. So these long symptoms persist, and we just don't know why. And we don't know what the ramifications are, which is one of the reasons why I am more pro-vaccine than kids getting this virus naturally, because I just don't want any kids having brain fog or poor concentration or memory issues. I just don't want them to do that. But the question is, okay, so we have the studies, so now what? What does that mean? Well, one thing that I thought of is, well, what if that means we could use aspirin to prevent the long COVID? If you're having microclots and you're having issues with the fibrin and not able to fibrinolyze or to break up these clots or pellets, then maybe if we had aspirin on board or a clot buster, we might be able to prevent long COVID. And in fact, interestingly, the study authors suggest that maybe what we need to do is to continue the anti-clotting therapy during and after resolution of acute COVID symptoms. So studies have shown that using heparin-based anticoagulation to decrease mortality will decrease death if given early upon hospital admission for severe COVID. Aspirin is also frequently used and has been shown to have improved outcomes as well on hospitalized patients, and it prevents blood clots as well. Then we have a study published in the Journal of Medical Virology, and it found aspirin use to decrease the mortality of hospitalized severe patients as well, and also helped decrease their need for mechanical ventilation and ICU admission. So I'm not saying everybody needs to go on aspirin, but it is interesting to see that maybe that could work. So what does the CDC or the NIH say? Well, CDC and NIH is kind of confusing. So what they say is, if you're on an anticoagulant, if you're on an antiplatelet therapy, keep it up. But for non-hospitalized patients with COVID-19, do not initiate it to prevent a blood clot or thrombosis. They say hospitalized non-pregnant adults should receive prophylactic dose anticoagulation, but non-hospitalized patients, no. Anticoagulant or antiplatelet therapy should not be used to prevent arterial thrombosis outside of the usual standard of care for patients. So they want you to use it to prevent venous, but not arterial, I guess. They say there's currently insufficient evidence to recommend either for or against the use of thrombolytics or higher than the prophylactic dose of anticoagulation for DVT prophylaxis. Hospitalized patients with COVID-19 should not be routinely discharged from the hospital while on prophylaxis. Continuing anticoagulation, they said, could be considered for patients who are at low risk of bleeding and high risk of blood clot. But insufficient evidence to recommend either for or against routine screening. And for hospitalized patients who experience rapid deterioration of their pulmonary, cardiac, neurological function, or a sudden loss of peripheral perfusion, somebody should think about how and suspect thromboembolic disease. So it's a little confusing. Most of the hospitals have you on anticoagulant therapy. They have you on heparin and aspirin. Most of the hospitals. Whether they've changed it recently, I don't know. But they do that because a very high risk factor, a very deadly risk factor of COVID is blood clots. So could aspirin then help prevent long COVID if they think long COVID could have to do with these little microclots? I think it could. It's just nobody right now would recommend that. I mean, we are just still so far off. They should figure it out soon, because as people get COVID, they'd like to get this addressed right away. So no official recommendations. So one study from the University of Washington found 30% of those who recover from COVID experience persisting symptoms for up to 9 months. Some people have reported symptoms now for 12 to 20 months. Last year, researchers at Radboud University Medical Center, Netherlands, had noticed it early on in the COVID pandemic that people were having symptoms that extended. They said their current observational study described ex-COVID-19 patients at an average of 3 months after the infection. Even though the lungs recovered, there were residual abnormalities and were associated with lower lung function. So this long COVID or PASC that we use basically means if you have COVID symptoms that persist beyond 2 weeks. The average COVID infection lasts about 2 weeks, but if you have symptoms that persist, you're able to go back to work per CDC, your symptoms are improved, your fever's gone, you're feeling better, but you still have these ongoing symptoms. Well, that, again, you can even have loss of appetite, a whole variety of things. So we don't really know exactly still what's going on, but this is a huge, huge step. It implies that maybe there's some things we could do, and that taking, you know, who knows, maybe a baby aspirin will help. I'm not allowed to say that yet because we don't have the data, and we just don't know 100%. But it is something that kind of will allow us to hopefully kind of hone in on what could be going on. It's a very scary time right now in terms of making decisions between mandates and losing your job and getting the vaccine. And one reason why I've been more on the vaccine side is I'm like, look, one, I don't want you to get COVID, but I don't want you to get long COVID. This long COVID is debilitating to the point that Biden had to expand the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act protection. So being that, you know, this is something that could be debilitating, I'd rather take my chances with the vaccine. Mind you, people have died from the vaccine. People have gotten ill from the vaccine. I get that. You know, it's a tough call. But I don't like COVID, and I don't like the long COVID symptoms. And if we can figure out how to prevent those, even with aspirin, pretty damn cool. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gunfire rang out at the Timberview High School in Arlington, Texas this morning. Arlington Mayor Jim Ross giving an update on the gunman to Fox News.
I believe there have been a number of witnesses who've been able to help identify the shooter, and that the ongoing investigation is looking for him as we speak.
At least four people were injured. 18-year-old Timothy George Simpkins is a person of interest. All eyes on the swing vote of moderate Democrat West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin. Manchin telling folks on Capitol Hill that both parties need to start talking to each other to raise the debt ceiling to stop the financial crisis.
We are not going to default as a country. We will not default. That's the responsibility we have as senators, as congressmen, as 535 of us responsible to protect this great country.
USA Radio News. The ADP private payroll report shows 568,000 non-government jobs were created in September. Meantime, the Labor Department jobs and unemployment report will be out Friday. At the age of 90, Star Trek's William Shatner is about to boldly go where only a few have gone before.
A big announcement from actor William Shatner of Star Trek fame and, of course, so much else. He says he will be going into space soon.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
Well, that ship has sort of sailed, but he will be going into space, he says, aboard the Blue Origin New Shepard rocket when it lifts off next on October 12th. And he'll become the oldest person to fly into space at 90 years of age, breaking the record set by aerospace pioneer Wally Funk, who flew aboard the Blue Origin's first flight when he was 82. Filing from our New England Bureau for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So many people want to know, is this COVID wave our last? And as the Delta wave starts to go down, as its cases go down, and as we think we are coming out of the woods, the mandates, yes, are in full effect, and there's going to be a lot of who gets credit for this. But a question while everybody's going back and forth going, was it the mandates that got credit, whether it's, you know, whether it was, you know, us wearing our masks, whether it was just nature. That's going to be debated for a while. But what people want to know now is, are we coming out of the woods? I mean, are we good? Are we going to be good? Well, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, former commissioner of the FDA, thinks this is our last wave. Once Delta leaves, this should be it. In an interview with New York Times yesterday, he said that unless something unexpected occurs, such as the emergence of a new variant, COVID is on its way to becoming an endemic disease. This means the virus will always be present in the population, but circulating at low rates, similar to seasonal flu. He said, barring something unexpected, I'm of the opinion that this is the last major wave of infection. So his comments come as cases have continued to fall by more than 30% to the lowest level seen in more than 2 months. And this has been something that has been long overdue. We knew the cases were falling. 7-day rolling average went from 103 down to 95,000, according to data from Johns Hopkins. It's a 33% drop from the 154,000 reported 4 weeks ago. And so our most of our states, at least 41 states, I understand Alaska and some other states are really, really battling with hospitalization issues right now. But 41 U.S. states and the District of Columbia have seen COVID infections decline or hold steady. Hospitalizations are going down. It's a good sign. Now, Gottlieb told Reuters in a separate interview that the country will see more consistent declines. He says it's largely coursed its way through the U.S. Maybe by Thanksgiving, on the back end of that, we'll start to see prevalence levels nationally decline in a more uniform scale. All right. So exciting stuff. Of course, nobody is going to party yet because, you know, we don't want to jinx ourselves and all that. And remember, COVID has kept other things at bay. COVID has kept the flu away. COVID, Delta, has kept other variants away. And so, you know, one thing that I am a little concerned about is I want COVID to go away. Trust me, I want COVID to go away. But there's always going to be something next. And have our immune, or is our immune system ready? Have we been priming our immune system? Have we been bubbling up and making our immune system weak? You know, or have we been boosting our immune system? Have we been getting our vitamin D, getting out there in the sun? Have we been exercising? Have we been eating right? No, a lot of us have been watching Netflix, sitting on the couch, staying away from the sun. So we've been gaining weight. You know, we haven't been around people. We haven't been out in the sun, and we're not, you know, necessarily boosting our immune system. I don't want you to get melanoma over this, but still, we need to be out there. We need to be, you know, we're animals. We need to be outside. We can't be in front of a TV. So I personally think that the Delta wave kept at bay the Mu variant, the Lambda variant, and some of these nasty ones. If there is no entity, no country out there leaking these viruses, right? I mean, I know everybody thinks it might have been one leak that happened in 2019. How do we know it's not still happening? But if nobody else is leaking any more viruses or variants, and the Delta wave has basically eliminated a lot of the other variants from being able to take hold, then I think we are in good shape. On the flip side, if whatever entity started this are still doing their thing, if our borders are allowing people to bring in other variants that we're not used to and we're not prepared for, no, we're going to be in trouble again. So I can't say that this is our last wave. I want to, though. I want to. It feels right. It feels like after this next wave, we're good. And, you know, everyone's going to take credit. They're going to be like, you see, it was the mandates. You see, it was the masks. The states that have low cases that weren't wearing masks, they're going to say, you see. One of you had asked, well, wait a second. If the cases are going down, why are we then doing mandates? Why are kids going to have to get the vaccine for the next school year? Well, what's going to happen is, you know how with the flu, we had a lot of kids die of the swine flu. So the swine flu H1N1 is now incorporated into the flu shot. When we have our yearly flu shots, then even if COVID goes down and it just mildly circulates, we'll have a COVID vaccine. And that COVID vaccine, it might be the same one, you know, because they might not have started from scratch with any of the new variants. They might just still use the Comirnaty, and Pfizer might get it approved for the 5 to 11 age group and then the 6 months to 5. And so my guess is what would happen is because COVID is still out there and will still circulate at some form or another, we will still have to get vaccinated for that. Whether they're going to also mandate flu, whether they're going to, you know, mandate something else, I don't know. So they're going to double down on the mandates, and they're going to do that because they aren't going to want it to come back again. And just like we saw with swine flu, even though the flu shot isn't mandated yet, they have the H1N1 within our flu. Every flu shot has H1N1. Now, another question I get asked is, as you know, we're looking at the flu shot, how are they figuring out what our flu vaccine should be? And I was on News 3 talking about this. Well, I was on News 3 talking about this. With the flu shot, it's interesting because for us to decide which virus to attack or basically protect from, which strains, we need to know early enough so we can make the vaccine. So by January or February of the season before, the season coming up, we need to know. So the flu shot that is now being administered, we had to figure out which strains January and February. Now, we like to wait. I mean, we'd like to see what's going on in Australia. Australia, I think they've only had like 500 flu cases. Very low flu season in Australia right now. But then again, everybody's on lockdown. There's the Delta variant competing. So usually we like to see, well, what happens in the southern hemisphere, and then we can tell what happens in the northern hemisphere. But we have to really decide before the southern hemisphere's flu season. So a bunch of companies submit their viruses, suggestions, a bunch of agencies, and then we decide in Atlanta, and I think also in, there's another city that we evaluated in, I have to double check. I think maybe Boston's Children. I have to double check. And we then decide from there which strains. And so there are multiple strains. We always have an H1N1. We always have an A. We also have a B. So we have two A's and a B for our trivalent, a B strain. And then in our quadrivalent, we have the two A's, the swine flu, the H3N2, and then we have two B's. And so it's a very meticulous process, but it's not 100% because we can't just take the flu that's circulating in Australia and make flu shots. It takes months, 6 to 9 months to make, produce, distribute flu shots. So we aren't giving you a strain, a dead, inactivated strain of what is happening, you know, and finishing up in the Australian and Southern Hemisphere flu season. So, you know, but we do use, you know, whatever data from both hemispheres to decide what to put in our flu shot because that flu shot is distributed throughout the world. So that's the latest. So, yeah, hopefully the Delta wave goes away and we are done. But I do agree that COVID will still circulate. And as long as there's no other entities putting it out there and as long as stuff isn't coming across the border, this could be our last. 1-877-DOCTOR.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So wasn't there a song, Things That Make You Go, Things That Make You Go, I don't really know that song. I think it was in the 90s. There was Things That Make You Go, Well, some of the things that made us go, a lot of stuff from a COVID standpoint, but switching to Afghanistan, one thing that made me go, was how the Taliban released a bunch of people from prisons. And many of the people in the prisons were actually their enemies. And we're being told, there's some breaking news, that one of the ISIS-K bombers that actually was the suicide bomber that killed 13 U.S. service members and hundreds of other Afghan civilians was an ISIS-K bomber and was released from a prison on the Bagram Air Base 11 days before the attack. Now, this isn't news. I know they call it breaking news. Maybe it's because they've identified him as Abdul Rahman Al-Logri. But we knew that ISIS-K, or we were told that it was ISIS-K. And ISIS-K are enemies of the Taliban. And this was a very strange case of the enemy of your enemy is not necessarily your friend, because they killed Americans and Afghans. And we're confused why the Taliban, if they had their enemy jailed, why would they release him? Now, when I first heard this, I was thinking back then, this was in August, I'm thinking, well, maybe a bunch of the Taliban were in those jails. And so they're like, well, why don't we just free everybody from the jail? And then I guess if there's anybody else we have to round up, we round up. Or we just round up and put them back. Doesn't really sound the most logical. You would think you'd go in there and say, are you mine? Are you mine? Okay, you're mine, you're mine, you're mine, you stay. But they didn't do that. I think they just opened them up and said, you guys are all free. Even though there's the ISIS-K is enemies to them. So I found that very, very odd. You know, again, things that make you go, you just like, are they really working together? So the ISIS-K suicide bombers set off the explosion outside the Hamid Karzai International Airport that slaughtered hundreds of people, was freed just 11 days earlier. In the final days of the U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan, a blast ripped through a crowd outside Kabul airport, killed 13 U.S. service members and more than 170 Afghans. The man who carried out the bombing was imprisoned at the Parwan prison at Bagram Air Force Base 11 days before. Calvert, Republican House Representative Kevin Calvert, and two other officials told CNN that he was briefed on the information by national security officials. Two officials confirmed the man's identity as Abdul Rahman Al-Logri, who was named by the ISIS-K, who took credit for the attack. Bagram was under U.S. control until early July, when its abandonment spurred widespread criticism. Then it was run by Afghan authorities from 2013. Parwan and nearby Pul-e-Charkhi prison, both near Kabul, were taken under Taliban control when the militants, like lightning, seized a whole bunch of areas as they advanced to the Afghan capital. Taliban fighters freed all of the hundreds of ISIS-K prisoners and thousands of others when they emptied both jails the same day the capital fell. Now, ISIS-K is an Afghanistan-based affiliate of the Islamic State. The group is a sworn enemy of the Taliban. So in the airport attack, the Taliban condemned the violence, claimed some of their fighters were hurt as well. And again, it just kind of makes you want, it's just one of those things where it's like, huh? What? So House Republican leader Representative Kevin McCarthy said, in late August, President Biden handed over billions of dollars in American military weaponry to the Taliban. They now have more Black Hawk helicopters than Australia, and they have released thousands of ISIS terrorists from prison. It's not clear when the Biden administration became aware that the Taliban released the bomber. The White House hasn't immediately responded to a request for comment. And in the weeks since the withdrawal, the Biden administration has emphasized a firm but encouraging approach to the Taliban entering the global community. It just doesn't make sense to me. And the other thing, too, that also doesn't make sense as well is being told that many of these refugees that America is planning to take in are being vetted. And then we hear that there's crimes being committed on the U.S. bases where the Afghan refugees are living, as well as a female officer getting attacked. So then you start to kind of wonder, okay, exactly what sort of vetting is happening. And then you also wonder that if the Taliban planned this for years, which we believe they did, Obama couldn't do the pullout because they knew the Taliban would take over Trump. If everybody was expecting this on the American side, you know the Taliban was working on it. So how do we know the Taliban didn't plan to have quote-unquote refugees ready to go, to jump on the plane, get vetted, to get over to America? Remember, the Taliban likes to cause mayhem. They probably had a very intricate plan. Their plan might have been coaching people on how to get through the military, or the plan could have been, look, you're going to America. I don't want to go to America. My family's here. Your family's held at gunpoint. You go to America, you say you want to live in America, and you report back to us. If you don't report back to us and do as we say, your family's dead. So in light of, you know, the enemy of the Taliban ended up being an enemy of ours, and them actually being freed, and there's still not being any real clarification on that, and us knowing that the Taliban had planned this very carefully, there's no way they didn't include in their plan how to get over to America. And the best way to get to America right now with the open borders is refugees or migrants. So we'll keep you posted on that. But, you know, if any of you have some clarity, I'd really like to know, because I really think we are having Taliban come over here by the day. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's a couple strikes going on. Right now, the union workers at the Kellogg's plant in Landisville, Lancaster County are on strike. Workers are carrying picketed signs, march outside the front gate. The strike is happening in conjunction with other unions walking off the job in Michigan, Nebraska, and Tennessee in a suit over wage disparities. The union says its goal is to obtain fair and equal contracts for all. They say we worked through COVID for 2 years. We work 24/7, 365 days a year. We're doing a lot of forced overtime to meet the cereal demand, but the members are tired of being taken advantage of. Williams said the company also wants to take away premium health care, pensions, and vacation. Kellogg says the employees are well compensated. In their statement, they said the majority of employees working under this master contract enjoy a CPG industry leading level of pay and benefits, which include above market wages, pension, or 401k. The average 2020 earnings for the majority of the employees was 120 grand. They also have no cost health insurance. So not sure what's going on, but what I do know is if at all, you know, you want higher pay, now's the time to ask. The entertainment industry wants to strike. Members of the union, the Motion Pictures Union, the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, and I believe the Motion Picture Television Producers Union, I believe, they represent 60,000 film and television workers have voted to authorize a strike. Now, that could shutter Hollywood productions indefinitely. The members have spoken. They say loud and clear this vote is about the quality of life as well as health and safety. Our people have basic human needs like time for meal breaks, adequate sleep, and a weekend. For those at the bottom of the pay scale, they deserve nothing less than a living wage. So the union said the results were made by a nearly unanimous margin, nearly 90% voter turnout. So this is the first time in the 128-year history that the members have authorized a nationwide strike. I predict that we're going to have a lot more strikes. I think a lot of people are going to say, look, we've been underpaid this whole time, or I think we could make more. Everybody else is offering more. Time for us to make more. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.